WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with developing news on trade talks. President Trump has just canceled negotiations with Canada.
The president is upset with an anti-tariff ad released by the province of Ontario. It features a 1987 radio address given by the late President Ronald Reagan, in which he said tariffs lead to fierce trade wars that hurt Americans.
Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs.
The Ronald Reagan Foundation says the ad used selective audio and misrepresents Reagan's address. Canada is the U.S.'s second largest trading partner after Mexico. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Stick a fork in it. The entire east wing of the White House is now entirely gone, demolished. The first lawsuit's been filed by a couple in Virginia to try to stop any further damage from the president's plan to build a massive new ballroom. This tourist weighed in.
I think it's incredibly unfortunate. I think he was dishonest about his intent in terms of we're not going to touch anything, like it's going to be close, but not touching, and then, you know, we're completely demolishing it.
The White House insists the president has full legal authority. Federal investigators are not ruling out more arrests after yesterday's announcement about two massive betting scandals in the NBA. They allegedly involved big names like Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. Rozier is accused of faking an injury to leave a game early. His attorney, Jim Trusty.
You know what's critical about all this? And our day will come. But he had medical follow-up in the days after. He had a bunch of people that he appropriately confided in that he had an injury. And he didn't play another game.
Charges against some of the 34 others arrested so far. Rigged poker games backed by the mafia. Alaska Airlines flights are taking off again after a technology outage forced a ground stop. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Alaska Airlines and its regional airline Horizon asked the FAA for a ground stop, basically halting departures of Alaska flights while they deal with this IT issue.
Almost 400 flights were affected overnight. More than 130 have been canceled or delayed so far today. The daughter of a former U.S. president has finally been laid to rest next to her father, her mother, and her sister. Barbara Vorndick, a Virginia school teacher, helped raise money to recover Eliza Monroe Hayes' remains from an unmarked grave in Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris.
It was a relief, really, to see her coffin in the ground with her family.
President James Monroe's daughter died penniless and alone in Paris in 1840. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A historic moment for Racine and the state. The first Safe Haven baby box surrender in Wisconsin happened last week at Fire Station 4 on Washington Avenue. On Wednesday the 16th, firefighters found a healthy newborn left safely in the specially designed box. It gives parents a safe, anonymous choice. After immediate care and a hospital check, the baby is now under Child Protective Services. Racine's Safe Haven baby box has been there since late 24 and joins other locations across Wisconsin helping families in tough spots. Local officials thank the community partners who made the resource possible. A no-show at the Capitol is stirring frustration. Lawmakers say State Superintendent Jill Underly never called or emailed to reschedule her hearing about teacher misconduct investigations. Committee Chair and Kenosha County Representative Amanda Nedweski told members they would have gladly picked another date for the hearing if Underly had reached out.
Dr. Underly did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
Instead, a deputy showed up in her place, facing tough questions about how the state handles complaints against educators. It's the latest tension after a report in the Cap Times showed hundreds of teacher misconduct cases remained hidden over 5 years. Superintendent Underly did write a letter demanding a correction from the Capital Times, but she also said that the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate the cases. A federal shutdown means food share benefits stop November 1st, and Racine County is getting ready for the worst. The county is working with the United Way, local schools, and the Racine County Food Bank to keep groceries on shelves and meals on the table. A statement from the county says they're urging families to stretch the dollars already on their Quest cards and to use local pantries if needed. There is an effort to coordinate donations and volunteering. There's more about the reaction on the Racine County website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay, so I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I play the lottery now. Anybody else play the lottery? The lottery, the last act of a desperate American. What I really hate? The people that win the lottery. I hate them. They always go, what are you doing with all that money? Oh, I'm not going to quit my job. Not only would I quit my job, I'd be out of the office so fast. Three or four people I work with would be out of a job because the suction would carry them out in the street with me. I'd be flying out of there like a rocket.
Just in their summer clothes. the Stones. I know I mentioned this a lot, but every time I hear that song, I think of the movie The Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves. Remember that movie? That was a really spooky movie. Anyway, they played Painted Black over the end of the film there. It's 7-Eleven local news. Timeless hits at WRGN. We're about a half hour away from Talking Movies with Brett Hoffman and Marcus Theaters, 8:35. We're talking high school football. The playoffs begin tonight, and we'll be talking with Dick Graceffo about that. 8:50 this morning, we're going to talk to Mike Clemens, get more of this NBA scandal. Whoa. Yeah, and the Bucks were even mentioned in the indictment. Nothing bad for the Bucks. LeBron James hurt himself, and the Lakers are playing the Bucks. And the guy on the inside said, put all your money on the Bucks. LeBron James is hurt. So the Bucks were even mentioned in the indictment. We'll talk about all that stuff coming up at 8:50 this morning. Wow. What's the craziest thing you've ever done to rescue your cell phone? Maybe you reached into the toilet, or maybe you've sorted through the trash in a dumpster. This lady's got you beat. A woman in Australia was rock climbing when she dropped her phone and got herself stuck in a crevice or crevasse trying to retrieve it. After 7 hours of being stuck there upside down, she was finally rescued, and yes, she never found the phone. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, here's Heatwave. Ronstadt had a good cover version of that song, Heatwave. That's Martha and the Vandellas, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 7:15, looking for some morning frost. Otherwise, just sunshine with a high near 52 today, partly cloudy tonight, lows 40. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 54 and sunny with a high near 57 on Sunday. Right now, I've got a clear sky, sun coming up over the lake. Looks beautiful. It's 37 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, if you're planning on dressing up for the workplace for Halloween, here are four Halloween etiquette rules for you, okay? Avoid costumes that might be offensive. Cut loose, but stay professional. Be tasteful if you decorate your desk. Have too much blood and gore dripping from the desk. And if you're putting out a bowl of candy, individually wrap the way to go. So when people put their dirty little fingers in the bowl, they're not touching everybody else's candy. On a somewhat related note, a guy in Utah created a Halloween decoration showing a skeleton pole dancing on a street sign. Neighbors complained. The guy moved it to his private property, made it even bigger. Question is it fun or inappropriate? You'll have to decide. Right now, we've got Pete with the beat at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's been some controversy from people who get their feelings hurt very easily about Bad Bunny playing the Super Bowl halftime show. Shakira has come out and says she is totally in favor of the show and says it's about time they asked him. Shakira performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2020 in Spanish, and no one seemed to have an issue with it. The Hips Don't Lie singer says she can't wait to see the show. You gotta love E! News, where you find headlines like Khloe Kardashian shares a surprising update on her sex life. Oh yes, the tea was spilled on the first episode of season 7 of The Kardashians. I've got a lot of catching up to do. Kardashian said during the episode she hasn't had sex in 3 years, but it was also revealed her sister has a new libido gummy line. What a coincidence. I never expected the Kardashians to be hawking a product. I saw this information on Yahoo Entertainment, which labeled the article an 8-minute read. It was about 4 paragraphs. I felt pretty good coming in just under 7.5 minutes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game in top form at X Golf Kenosha, the indoor golf destination where it's 72 and sunny all the time. No wind, no rain, no cold hands, just perfect conditions as you sharpen your skills on over 50 championship courses. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved one will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. If you have any questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance to learn more. Visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, now open at the Racine Theatre Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
WRJN.
she's been gone, I want no one to talk to me. It's not the same, but I'm to blame, it's plain to see. So go away, leave me alone, don't bother me. I can't believe that she would leave me on my own. It's just alright when every night I'm all alone. I've got no time for you right now, don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get her back again. Because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. But till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know. She's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
From the Beatles' first album, Don't Bother Me. I think it's George Harrison singing that song, too. Yeah. They very rarely put him out front. They put him out front for that one. 7:23, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. We're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters coming up a little after the 7:30 news this morning. All right, here's the new sign. You're an old person. Don't you love to wake up with me in the morning, making you feeling old? All right. If you dance with your hands up in the air, people in their 20s think you look ancient. I've seen that at weddings, old people throwing their hands up in the air. Ah. Here are the Chiffons. Keep your hands by your side. Here's One Fine Day at WRJN.
One fine day.
Played with that group. Yeah, he played with a lot of groups. That was one of them in the 1960s. He was with the Chiffons for a while. Played their music for them. So this woman in Georgia says that while she was on vacation, a company demolished her house that she owned. Could you imagine coming home from vacation, coming home from work, and then seeing your house completely flattened when you get home? All right, here's what happened. The workers admitted they got the wrong place. They knocked it down. But it's not clear what they're planning to do about it to make it right. They haven't told her. They better buy her a new house. It's what they better do. Could you imagine that? Talk about a heart attack on a plate, huh? 7:26, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. We got a clear sky, 37 degrees sunrise, and you're at Radio Park. Got 100 pounds of clay now. Here's Gene McDaniels.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing.
Daniels, 100 pounds of clay, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 7:28. Looking for some morning frost, otherwise a sunshiny day today with a high near 52, clear 37 right now, sun coming up here at Radio Park. All right, how about some thief stories? This is real moron news. A scrapyard in Ohio caught a thief in one of their cars. They used a forklift to hoist him 20 feet in the air in the car so he couldn't get out. All right, the cops came, and 911 dispatcher laughed when they explained the situation and said, we got him. He's 20 feet in the air on a forklift. Can't get out. Come get him. And they did. And a guy got arrested for stealing stuff from a shopping mall after it was closed for the night. So how did he get in? He stood in the store's display window pretending to be a mannequin until everyone was gone. That was like an episode of the Andy Griffith Show when Barney was trying to catch a thief. He pretended to be a mannequin in a hunting outfit. Remember that episode? And that little kid, Clint Howard, came along, Leon, and was offering him a sandwich. He knew it was Barney. But yeah, that's what it reminds me of. Hey, at 7:30, let's check our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Kenosha chief told a Kenosha story yesterday while testifying in Madison. Kenosha Police Chief Patrick Patton took center stage at a state hearing on grooming and sexual misconduct in Wisconsin schools. He was highlighting the challenges his department faces. Chief Patton referenced the case of Christian Enright, a former Kenosha School of Technology teacher convicted of disorderly conduct for exchanging inappropriate messages with a 14-year-old student. Patton told lawmakers the current laws don't clearly define grooming, making it harder to prosecute such cases effectively. He urged lawmakers to tighten the rules to better protect children. Patton's testimony came as State Superintendent Jill Underley faced bipartisan criticism for missing that hearing. Families across Racine County are bracing for a pause in food share benefits starting November 1st. The state says no new funds will be issued until federal lawmakers settle the shutdown. Racine County leaders, including County Executive Ralph Malicki, says the community is ready to respond. A statement about the shutdown says the Racine County Food Bank, schools, and the United Way are joining forces to make sure families are fed. There's more about the resources on the Racine County website. A first for Wisconsin took place last week at a Racine fire station. A newborn baby was safely and legally surrendered in the Safe Haven Baby Box, the very first use of such a box in the state. Firefighters cared for the infant initially and transported her to the hospital. Now, Child Protective Services is working to find the baby a permanent home. The Safe Haven boxes were installed in December of last year. The temperature-controlled box offers parents a safe, anonymous way to surrender newborns without fear. Local leaders are thanking the community for supporting the life-saving resource. A new program in Wisconsin is turning good neighbors into great neighbors. A group called Do Good Wisconsin just launched its Snow Angel program. They're offering free signs for homes where people living there may need help shoveling. The idea is to make it easier for volunteers to spot who could use a hand this winter. Signs are free thanks to donations, but there's only a limited number available. The group hopes small gestures like this remind people to look out for one another. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is there still any holiday demand out there to help drive dairy higher? Good question. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's a question that's difficult to answer these days. We're going to find out why next.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Cody Koster, a dairy analyst with EverAg, is asking himself, is there still some holiday demand out there that could help drive dairy higher? He said trying to come to a conclusion is difficult these days without critical information from the federal government.
I think there is still a little bit of holiday demand right ahead of us. We've been told recently there's a few companies that are kind of hand-to-mouth on spot because maybe 3 months ago, everyone was talking about how far we were going to slip in cheese going towards $1.50, and we never quite got there. And I think there was a lot of companies that were sitting back waiting to get down to $1.50 and then buying at that price. And when we never got there, as we get closer to the holidays, they're like, well, we're kind of a little bit low on inventory. We should probably get something bought in right now.
Cody Koster, he's a dairy analyst with EverAg. He said if that holiday demand is going to kick in on dairy, it better happen pretty quickly. He said it takes time for that cheese to make it from the manufacturer into the slicing, cutting, and wrapping process before it arrives at potential retail locations. Markets are next.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Mixed trading in dairy on Thursday. Barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese dropped a penny and a half to 172.5, while AA butter gained a penny and three quarters to 156 and a quarter per pound. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4 this morning, 1747. December's up 9, 1694. Currently, December corn's down a penny and a half at 426. November soybeans are down a half at 1044. July new crop wheat up a half. Currently, $5.50 a bushel. Looking for more food and farming news? Check out MidwestFarmReport.com anytime. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Whenever I visit another city, I always act like I'm from there so the cab driver doesn't rip me off. I'm always like, hey, it's good to be back home. Back here where I grew up. Yeah, here in Tokyo. Everything looks familiar because I grew up here. Oh, where do I need to go? Driver, I need to go to my old stomping grounds. That would be the Holiday Inn. And the address... address appears to be the pound sign. So, step on it.
Way from the Carolinas this morning, on location where they're filming a movie, is Brett Hoffman. They're probably filming something down there. They're always filming movies down in the Carolinas. So, who knows? You might be right near a movie set, but you don't know if you are or not, right?
I don't know. They're likely filming something. Atlanta always has something going on, so life is going pretty good. Good to see you this morning.
Didn't they have an actual movie studio down south at one time in the Carolinas? I forget who the big actor was who built it. Oh, it wasn't. Was it Tyler Perry who had a studio?
Well, Tyler Perry had a huge complex in Atlanta. Atlanta is now a hotbed for film production. And he built this whole big, complete campus for himself. And now he makes a ton of money renting it out to others. So Tyler Perry is just an entrepreneur and a genius.
Well, when I was in Atlanta, I did some... one of our pilots hurt himself at a radio station, so I did helicopter traffic for about 6 weeks till he got better. And we're flying around in the helicopter, and the pilot says, we have to stay away from this area. They're filming a movie, and they're going to blow something up, and they want us to weigh. And so we're watching from a distance, hovering, and we see at the old Lakeland, I think it was Lakeview Amusement Park, they blew up this roller coaster, and you see pieces of it just flying everywhere. The movie they were filming was Hooper, with Burt Reynolds. And I remember seeing in the movie the scene where he's being chased, you know, the car, he's a stuntman, and they blow up the roller coaster all around him. And I don't know if you can see the helicopter in the distance, but that was me. They blew it up. All right, let's talk about the new movies coming out today. It's Friday, got a whole bunch of releases. Let's kick it off with the movie Chainsaw Man.
That's right. Chainsaw Man, rated R. This is an anime release. It is getting spectacular reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. As of last night, it was at 100%. Even if it goes just slightly lower to a couple critics, this is an amazing movie. And actually, surprisingly, this one could be the number one movie of the weekend coming out of nowhere. As I said, this is an anime movie. It's the first time that this character, Chainsaw Man, has appeared on the big screen. And it's about a guy who was betrayed and left for dead and reborn as a powerful devil-human hybrid after he merged with his pet devil, and then he's enlisted into an organization dedicated to hunting other devils and demons. Lots of stuff going on in that description. Let's just say this. It's a rated R anime film. If you're into anime, people are going to love this movie. Then that holds true because we've got a Rotten Tomatoes rating of 100 for the critics, 99 for users.
Whoa.
And anime is really, really picking up at the box office. It's one thing that's doing really, really well. So, it might be time to check out some of these films because there's going to be a lot more of them, and they're doing very, very well at the box office.
I don't get the anime thing. Just personally, I don't get it. A lot of people do. I just don't. And for people that don't know what anime is, it's a special kind of different kind of Japanese animation. All the characters tend to look alike. They have these big, giant, wide eyes, and they have the little tiny noses, and they tend to look alike. Their hair is the same. Everything's the same on these characters, but it's always doing gangbusters at the box office, and I personally don't get it, but, you know, everybody's got their own tastes. But, yeah, so this movie is going to... What was the last one they just had recently? It was hard to pronounce, but it was huge at the box office again. They keep pumping out and it doesn't look... It's like choppy animation when you look at it, but people love that stuff, so...
Yeah, they had a Demon Slayer movie a couple
that was
weeks
it,
ago
Demon
that
Slayer.
Was number
yeah.
one at the box office. Yeah. But let me tell you, I saw that movie. The animation on these things is just breathtaking and spectacular. So there are some really good talents behind this.
Yeah, I personally don't get it, but it's packed when you go to the movies and you go to see these anime movies. It's packed. Anyway, on to our next movie. It's called Regretting You.
Yeah, this one's rated PG. It's based on a Colleen Hoover novel. Many out there in the listening audience have probably read this novel or read something by Colleen Hoover. And this one centers on there's a strained relationship between a young mother and her teenage daughter, which gets exasperated because her husband has just passed away in a tragic death. and that forces them to investigate all of life's challenges together. This is kind of a drama, romance, coming together film, Regretting You, from the Colleen Hoover novel, and it will also be probably close to number one. This one, Chainsaw Man, and another picture we're going to talk about are all vying for number one place at the box office this weekend.
All right. Shelby Oaks, this one looks a little spooky.
That's right. Rated R. Getting a good Rotten Tomatoes rating at 67%. A woman, she's on a desperate search for a long-lost sister, and she falls into this obsession about it. And as time goes by, she realizes that there was an imaginary demon from their childhood that may just have not been imaginary. It may have been real. So that's the premise for Shelby Oaks, Rated R, if you want to see a movie just in time for Halloween.
And here's the one I'm looking forward to seeing, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Yes, rated PG-13. I saw this a couple weeks ago, and I absolutely loved it. And I'm a music fan. I'm not the hugest big Bruce Springsteen fan, but it was really neat, and I actually really enjoyed it, really enjoyed the movie music in this. Jeremy Allen White, he plays Bruce Springsteen, and he's the actual person in the movie doing the singing, so it really sounds very good. And this is about Bruce Springsteen's journey. It was back in 1982, and he put out an album called Nebraska, which is more of a folk album. And this emerged during the sessions as he recorded Born in the USA with the E Street Band. It's based on a very popular book. As I mentioned, it is just a really good film on screen, really good character portrayal of Springsteen. The acting is tremendous in it. I think anyone will enjoy this. If you're a big Springsteen fan or not, if you're a music fan, it's great. But it's a great kind of drama biopic to watch regarding this part of Springsteen's life.
You know, again, I'm not a huge Springsteen fan, but I like these type of movies. My wife and I went to go see Bohemian Rhapsody when it was in theaters. We actually saw it twice in the theater. And we weren't big Queen fans, but the movie, all about Freddie Mercury and Queen, what a great movie. So these biopics are really interesting when you see how they're... Now, these people got their lives together. Whoa. All right. By the way, if it's still in theaters, I recommend A Soul on Fire. Now, you were telling me you actually got to meet the real guy. Now, this movie is about a little boy. I think he's like 10 years old. He's playing with fire, playing with gasoline and matches, and he blows himself up. And he burns over 100% of his body. His entire body burned. And through the male nurse who helped him, through his family, this guy got his life back together again, eventually met the girl of his dreams, got married, had a family, and they had to tell him when he was a little boy, he had his fingers cut off. But to see how he progressed through life, and it didn't stop him. And you, when you were in Hollywood, you got to meet the real guy, John O'Leary, and you got to meet the two actors who played him, one as a little boy, one as an adult. That must have been fun, huh, to meet these people?
Yeah, that's right. We actually had an event in St. Louis because he's from St. Louis.
Oh, it's St. Louis?
Okay. Filmed in St. Louis. There's lots of things about St. Louis in the movie. And the man's name is John O'Leary. He was such an inspiration watching him and knowing all that he has accomplished. What a nice man and such a great inspirational speaker. That's one of his jobs now. He grew up to actually manage a construction contracting firm. And just all of the unique things in his life and how he's inspired people. We are playing it at plenty of theaters. So go on out. I mean, like you said, it's a feel-good movie.
Oh, yeah.
And if you watch that movie, you're going to come out of the theater just feeling great about life and just inspired to do different things.
Yeah, and to see that poor little boy wrapped up from head to toe in gauze in utter pain breaks your heart. But knowing... it's going to turn out well for him in life. It's something interesting in the movie. The actor plays him. Now, his hands are all deformed because he doesn't have any fingers. But when he talks at the inspirational, he always puts his hands behind his back. And I think he does it because he doesn't want people concentrating on his hands. He wants them concentrating on what he's saying. And if you can't see his hands while he's talking, you'll pay attention to his words. And I think that's why he does it in the movie. And by the way, the real John O'Leary is in the movie. I'm not going to tell you where he is, but the real John O'Leary's got a big scene in the movie, and I didn't know it was him until I saw the credits. And that's how I knew. Then I went back to look at it, and yeah, they put the real guy on the film. A Soul on Fire. I think it's a wonderful movie, and it's probably the best one I saw this year. It would have been knocked out by Godzilla, Shin Godzilla, but Shin Godzilla was awful. I didn't like it. So this one moved up a notch and took over as my favorite of the year so far. It's 7:45. We are talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. We got a bunch of retro films, including one of the best movies ever made, is celebrating an anniversary. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. The Morning Show on WRJN, brought to you by every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union. Proudly supporting the community, one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
All hospice providers are not the same. Hospice Alliance is your community-based provider with over four decades of hospice experience. Being a nonprofit, Hospice Alliance provides a broader range of services, financial assistance, and a robust bereavement program. Hospice Alliance will provide an immediate admission meeting with a registered nurse, ensuring all needs are met from the start. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. So last night, Brett, I'm switching around the dials, bored, don't know what to see, and I come across the movie Fright Night on, I think it was AMC was showing it, Fright Night. Remember that movie with Chris Sarandon and Amanda Burse and Roddy McDowall? Remember that film?
It was from mid-'80s, right?
Yes. It was 1985, and my daughter was 5 years old, and I looked at the film last night. I was watching it. I can't believe I took a five-year-old to see that film. But we were texting last night. She said, I remember everything about that movie. 5 years old, I took her to see that movie. I can't believe, what was I thinking? And it was at one of your theaters, too. So I blame you as well. But it is one of my favorite scary movies, Fright Night, with Chris Sarandon, who would later go on to make Dog Day Afternoon. He was the Al Pacino's partner in that film, Chris Sarandon. What a different character he was. Anyway, so let's talk about some retro movies here. I can't believe it's 40 years, 40th anniversary of Back to the Future, Marty McFly.
That's right. This year is the 40th anniversary of Back to the Future, and This film is really, really special. When you look at it, it is just a great film that can be enjoyed by the whole family. You could bring your 5-year-old to Back to the Future, and that's okay. And, you know, it's ranked number 14. The last time AFI put out a list of 100 greatest movies, I believe, was in 2007. It's ranked number 14. So when you really look at that, it is just a spectacular ranking on this one for Back to the Future. And we're going to be playing the movie. We're going to be playing it starting this upcoming Thursday, which is October 30th. It plays through the following Thursday, November 6th. And just an excellent time to see this type of a movie on the big screen. And because we work with Pepsi, we have something special. So here's something neat. If you go to any Marcus Theater that's playing Back to the Future, if you go this Thursday, if you see Back to the Future, you're going to get a free collectible Diet Pepsi free cup that you can fill with any Pepsi beverage of your choice. And this is really unique because they don't sell these. It's a Diet Pepsi free cup. And if you remember, that is the brand right in the movie Back to the Future. So really neat, really nostalgic, really just one-off and kind of in world for Back to the Future. So come on out, get a free Pepsi. It's a free large Pepsi collectible cup. You get to fill it with Pepsi. You get to see a great movie. So that's something we've got going on. Years ago, we had them produce stuff for us when we played Back to the Future 2 for Pepsi Perfect.
Right.
But of course, Pepsi Free is in this movie. So we'll keep doing fun things like that. But come on out, get that cup and see this movie, because as you and I mentioned, this is just, it's just a fun, nostalgic movie and great to see with other people.
My favorite line from Back to the Future, I said, two coats, Biff. When he's waxing the car, Biff, I said, two coats. By the way, it was 10 years ago this week, 10 years ago, that you guys played Back to the Future 2. And the reason was when Marty goes into the future, He went to 2015, and I think it was October. I can't remember the day in October, but he went to 2015 in October because his son was in trouble. Remember at the very end of Back to the Future, Doc says to him, "It's your kids, Marty," and it turns out that's how they started off Back to the Future 2. But the best part was in Back to the Future 2, he's reading USA Today in the future, and USA Today on that date in 2015, reprinted the cover that you see in the movie. And when you picked up, I got a couple of copies on the newsstand. You picked up a copy of Back to the Future, USA Today. And you didn't know what they were talking about because it says, you know, McFly is in jail. And, well, who is this guy, McFly, if you didn't know about the movies? It was kind of fun. Anyway, Back to the Future, I love the 3 wasn't my favorite. 1 and 2, I think, were great. There were so many good sequels in the world, like Godfather 1 and 2, Superman 1 and 2, Back to the Future 1 and 2. I think those were just perfect. And it was good. I love it. And, you know, I feel bad for Michael J. Fox today, suffering with Parkinson's and so forth. But he left us with a lot of good movies and good TV shows, too. Remember Alex Keaton? Family Ties?
Everyone will know him as Family Ties. Yeah. And the story about Back to the Future was, he had to film Family Ties during the day and then go over to the lot and essentially film the Back to the Future movie at night.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
There are stories about him being absolutely exhausted because he was not the original actor, you know, selected to be Marty McFly. It was Eric Stoltz, and he was not working out during the first couple of weeks of shooting. So they brought in Michael J. Fox, and because he was under contract for Family Ties, they had to film the television show during the day, get him over to the lot at night, and he was just exhausted. But it doesn't show. The movie is just so excellent with him in it.
And Eric Stoltz went on to film Some Kind of Wonderful with Leah Thompson from Back to the Future, and he also was in Mask. He was the kid in Mask, Eric Stoltz. So he had a couple of good movies under his belt there. All right, let's talk about Springsteen fun facts. Why don't you start off with some of those?
Well, a couple things are really interesting. One is the director was interviewed, and he said Bruce Springsteen is opening up already to a sequel to Delivering Me From Nowhere, so we'll see how that does at the box office. We might see another chapter, Bruce's life on the big screen. But I found really interesting about Bruce is this. So So Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band, there have been 27 songs in the Billboard Top 100. 12 of them are top 10 hits. And here's what I found amazing. Bruce Springsteen has not had a single number one hit. Really interesting, given how popular he is. His highest charting song was Dancing in the Dark in 1984. And actually, Born in the USA, you think of that and people think about that particular song, it peaked at number 9. So really interesting facts about Bruce Springsteen, proof that you don't need a number one hit to be one of the biggest stars out there in music.
I'm going to tell you some groups that never had a number one hit. AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, Nirvana, The Who, The Ramones, Metallica, Green Day, Kiss, Rush, and Journey never had a number one hit. They had a lot of hits. They just never made it to number one, though. Bruce Springsteen also in that grouping there. He had a hit Broadway musical, though. It was the story of his life on stage on Broadway. It ran for a long time, though, didn't it? Pretty sure it was up there for quite a while. All right, some other movie news. You got some Star Wars info for us here?
That's right. So Star Wars fans, they actually flew a plane over Disney Studios after Adam Driver revealed that Disney had rejected a script that focuses on his character Kylo Ren, or Ben Solo, actually. So the script was actually titled The Hunt for Ben Solo. So a group of fans decided this. They got together, they put their money together, they flew a private plane over the Walt Disney Studios in Burbank, and the message on the plane said, save the hunt for Ben Solo. And my only two thoughts on this were, if it were that easy to change the minds of studio executives, I think everyone would be doing it. And then two, there just have to be a lot more people in California with more expendable income than me, because I can tell you, I'm not renting planes to fly billboards to try to get a movie made. But we'll see.
They fly planes over the Big Brother house, that CBS reality series. They fly planes with banners to kind of influence the players when they're in the backyard at the Big Brother house and the sky's open. And they fly planes with all this information about what's going on the show because it's a live show. So it happens. And finally, Michael B. Jordan in talks for a new, what's that, Miami Vice movie? They're going to make another one?
New Miami Vice. Michael B. Jordan, he's in talks to star in the movie. It's going to be from Universal Pictures with F1 filmmaker Joseph Kosinski. Should be really neat. I could see Joseph Kosinski coming off of what was my favorite movie this summer, F1, doing Miami Vice, getting that 80s vibe to it. That should be interesting as well.
All right, real quickly, got a minute left here. Let's review what the new releases are.
Well, number one, probably number one, is Chainsaw Man, the anime movie rated R. That's on the big screen. Regretting You, the drama romance PG-13 movie. It's based on a novel by Callie Holzer. We've got the R-rated movie Shelby Oaks. That's a horror movie. And then, as we were just talking about, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, rated PG-13. This is a great drama biopic about Springsteen's life in 1982 around the album Nebraska. So many things out there. You also mentioned Soul on Fire is still at the box office. And then later this week, starting Thursday, you have the re-release of Back to the Future. There's so much there. Just make your plans to go to the movies. You'll have a great time.
Don't miss Soul on Fire. It is such, I know it doesn't sound like a feel-good movie watching a 10-year-old burn, but it is such an inspirational film, and it's true. Every bit of it, including the part with sportscaster Jack Buck. What this guy did for this little boy and the people at the hospital where he was. It's just an amazing, inspirational film. And I didn't think I'd like it when I first heard about it, because I don't want to see this movie. I felt so good when this movie was over. A Soul on Fire. Don't miss that film. And all the other films that are out there as well. All right, my friend. Good talking to you. You be safe on your trip, all right?
We'll see you. Everyone, we'll see you at the movies. Have a great day.
All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are there for a second. It's exactly 8 o'clock at WRJN. Let's check our news, all right?
Local news and time.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Trade talks canceled with Canada over the words of a former president, Ronald Reagan, used in a TV ad opposing American tariffs.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on...
Overnight, President Trump called off negotiations with Canada. Secretary of State Marco Rubio from Israel last hour.
That took President Reagan's words out of context. Even the Reagan
Foundation criticized them for it.
Correspondent Nicole Killian has more from Washington.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says Reagan's original speech inspired him.
It was real because it was coming from the best president the country's ever seen, Ronald Reagan.
In August, the president raised tariffs on goods like steel and lumber to 35% amid concerns over the alleged flow of illegal drugs and undocumented immigrants.
Chaos outside a Coast Guard base near Oakland, California, as protesters demonstrated against the president's immigration policies. Video shows officers opening fire.